This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
But too special not to get to Broadway.
And you've worked too hard not to
get there, right? Yes, that's right. I got to get to the finish line.
You've got
like
almost
10
years invested here. Good luck to you and break legs and have a great opening. It's been great to talk with you, Ken Davenport. And enjoy Portland Center Stage and the whole experience. I'm sure you're going to have a great time.
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
If you missed any of this show, visit stageandstudio.org, and you can also download shows at iTunes. And don't forget to like us on the facebook.com/stage_studio, or tweet me at @stage_studio. Before we go, author Nasim Rocca is doing a talk at Willamette Writers Meeting on Tuesday, June 4th at 7 p.m. at the Old Church in downtown Portland. So I hope you can stay tuned for that. That's it for Stage and Studio. Thank you to engineer Janet Anderson. Till next time, I'm DeMay Roberts. We're going out with the rest of the song, Elise, from Somewhere in Time.
Promise not to blink, Elise. Keep me in your gaze. It pierces and softens. Now quickly I'm off in some glorious haze. Yes, I am telling.
The Village Building Convergence is back, using art, natural building products, and permaculture practices. City Repair is working with volunteers by day to help transform the city at 38 different locations throughout the Portland metro area from May 24th through June 1st. Then, at night, everyone involved converges at the Alberta Abbey in Northeast Portland to celebrate community with music, dinner, and dancing. KBOO Community Radio will be providing music in the evenings. There are also workshops and keynote speakers related to community building and placemaking at this week-long event. More information and tickets can be found on the right-hand side of the events page at kboo.fm.
KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of the Creative Music Guild's second annual Improvisation Summit, Friday, May 31st and Saturday, June 1st at Sandbox Studio. 2 days of exciting performances featuring local artists and William Hooker from New York City. Performers include Golden Retriever, Daniel Menchie, Battle Hymns and Gardens, 1939 Ensemble, and more. Also, there will be workshops, panel discussions, dance, as well as film performances presented by Cinema Project and Experimental Film Festival. The Creative Music Guild is a locally based nonprofit dedicated to presenting adventurous music from the worlds of jazz and experimental avant-garde since 1991. For more information, go to creativemusicguild.org or ask at the information table when you attend the Improvisation Summit on May 31st and June 1st at the Sandbox Studio located at 420 Northeast 9th Avenue in Portland.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Art Focus. My name is Ava Lake, and today I have with me Cynthia Lotti. Now, she's an artist that I've actually asked several times to be my subject, and it just never happened. And so I'm so glad, Cynthia, that you're here with me today. Thanks.
Thank you, Ava.
So you have a show that's at PDX Contemporary Art right now. You can go to pdxcontemporaryart.com and see images that we're going to be talking about. You also have your own site, so I think if you Google your name, and that's L-A-H-T-I, you can find out also a lot about her and see more images. The name of this exhibition is Elsewhere.
Yes.
So I understand it's coming, maybe not all, but some of it is at least coming from a residency you had in Berlin. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. And actually, all of the work was done in Berlin, aside from a few landscapes that I finished here. But I completed all the work there during an 11-week residency, and then I sent it all home. There was also a small show there of all the work. So it's been very interesting to see how the work looks so different in the different, kind of countries and locations. And that's been very interesting.
So Elsewhere.
Yeah,
Elsewhere. Why Elsewhere as opposed to like Berlin or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, I think I was a couple months ago reading a book on brute art, and It was one
like
sentence.
The 50s or the 60s?
It was the outsider art kind of. It's, okay. It's one of the other words for outsider art. And Dubuffet was collecting it and recognizing it in Europe around, started around the 30s. And in the book that he described that he looked for work that contained the elsewhere and the other. And I was just really struck with that phrase. And then it seemed to work with like me wanting to title or at least reference sort of that the work was done somewhere else.
Yes.
So it's like a psychological state as well as like a physical sort of it was done somewhere else, but also somewhere else, you know, psychologically. And yeah, I just wanted to kind of pay homage to my love of outsider art.
And do you kind of, do you sort of relate to that? I mean, like,
yeah, I do. I mean, long term? Yeah, I do. I always have. So it's like an element of my work that I like to, you know, that I enjoy going back to.
What I found about this exhibition, we're just going to like just briefly describe when you walk in the room. What I'm seeing are many different kinds of media and then media combined. I'm seeing paintings, I'm seeing sculptures, and then I'm seeing sculptures attached to photos.
Sculptures, yeah.
Sculptures attached to sculptures. And then what else? There's books.
Drawings. Yeah, multiple books and then a one-of-a-kind book. And all of those I made in Berlin as well. So, I mean, it actually sort of just shows sort of the why I do work in a lot of different materials and media. And so it was nice to sort of be in Berlin and just be like, let's just, you know, explore everything. But actually my process is really based on sort of the found image and then the drawing of that image and then sort of the creation of a sculpture inspired by that process.
Uh-huh.
And so that can kind of, you know, lead me to create also to create a book, you know, or a painting. So all of those things sort of are part of the process. Often in the past, most recently I've been, it's ended up in the creation of ceramic sculptures. Last year, about a year ago, and this work was shown in the Oregon Biennial last year, was pieces created from magazines, found magazines of like the a female figure maybe, but I crumpled it. And so that was very exciting for me to sort of...
That was the turning point.
I mean, it felt really liberating to do that. They felt like three-dimensional collages in a lot of ways. I also think they've started to reference Dadaism a lot and surrealism more in a more direct way than my ceramic sculptures did. So very exciting. So coming out of that and then going to Berlin and you know, starting, it was a ceramic residency, so I started making ceramic sculptures and I, at, you know, one point knew I wanted to combine paper with them. So in about the middle of the process, I started to do that middle of the residency, it started to really happen. And so I challenged myself in that way there, just saying, okay, you know, can you do this successfully? And it was a perfect place to do it because I was just in, I was so intensely sort of doing my work and being in another city and being in Berlin and seeing all the art, you know, I was kind of at this, you know, peaked.
It was at a moment.
You know, so it was nice to sort of make that jump from, because I think I was afraid to combine the ceramics with the paper because I think there's a real chance that it wouldn't work. I mean,
they totally